In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Only two people in the Passion according to St. Mark understood the truth. The centurion at the end confesses, "Truly this man was the Son of God, for he observed in Jesus compassion, love, and a willingness to die and to forgive his enemies." And the other is the woman. Her name is Mary. She anointed Jesus with very costly oil of spikenard. And the disciples criticized her sharply. But Jesus said, "Let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a good work for me. She is preparing my body for burial." She understood. By the grace of God, she understood. By the grace of God, she came to believe. What you and I must believe against the wickedness of our own sinful flesh, which we see in all of these groups of people. Did you notice that in St. Mark's Passion? The disciples all speak as one. "Even if all are made to die, we will never die. We will stand by your side. We will not deny you." That kind of spiritual boast is in all of us. It's part of our sinful nature, just as the false piety of those disciples who said it was a waste what Mary did with this very costly oil of spikenard. And then we find ourselves also in the high priest and the scribes and the Pharisees and the elders of the people. Our sinful flesh so much desires to hold on to power, to our position, to our status. And so they think only of themselves. To the very end, "If you're the Christ, save yourself. Come down from the cross that we may see and believe." Because for our sinful flesh, our sinful nature, the ultimate good for us is our own self-preservation. So if you're the Christ, save yourself. Then we'll believe, because that's what we would do. We would save ourselves and we would give no thought to anyone else. In the face of this, Jesus is silent. He's a strange lamb, isn't he? Silent before his shearers. That's not the nature of most lambs when they are shorn, but this lamb is different because he bears our sin and he does it willingly. He does it for us. "Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to take me? I was daily with you in the temple teaching, and you did not seize me, but the scripture must be fulfilled." And so the lamb went uncomplaining forth, allowed himself to be the bond servant. He did not grope after his power and glory as the Son of God, of which Paul spoke in the epistle, but he emptied himself and he took the form of a servant. And he did so without begrudging us that gift in the slightest. Because he loved us, every one of us, poor, miserable, wretched sinners. That's why God highly exalted him and gave him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. We see ourselves in the soldiers too. They were bullies. They enjoyed picking on someone who was perceived by them to be weaker than they were, it gave them a feeling of superiority. Oh, such is the nature of our flesh. Lord, have mercy upon us. I am the Son of God. It was the simple statement. You may not believe this statement, O chief priest, O Pontius Pilate, O soldiers, O scribes and Pharisees, O disciples of Jesus. But it is the truth. And for the truth, he suffered and he died. For the truth that he is the Son of God, the God of love and compassion, who bore in his body our sin, without counting the cost to himself. By the grace of God, we come to know this love in our struggle with the old Adam, with the sinful nature that we see in the characters of the Passion. By the grace of God, we come to know this love, and we're brought to contrition and repentance. And this is the cause of true rejoicing on this day. When the prophet Zechariah prophesied of Palm Sunday, "Rejoice, O daughter of Jerusalem, behold, your king is coming to you." It was the call to rejoice over this unfathomable and inestimable love. By the grace of God, Mary, who anointed him, rejoiced even in the face of Jesus' death, because she knew that this was the source of her life. And even the centurion would confess, "Truly, this man is the Son of God for you and for me." In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.